Judge President George Chiweshe said today he will deliver his ruling on Monday next week following the eviction of Kunonga and his supporters in Harare. Kunonga was thrown out of the Anglican Cathedral last week by the deputy sheriff following a Supreme Court ruling declaring that the ZANU-PF aligned defrocked bishop was not entitled to the church's property after he formed his own church following his excommunication 5 years ago. Justice Chiweshe said he needs time to consider submissions made by lawyers representing Kunonga as well as Bishop Chad Gandia's attorneys on preliminary issues. One of Kunonga's lawyers, Jonathan Samkange, confirmed what the judge said in chambers.
It has been reserved until the 10th next week for the judge to make a ruling in respect of the preliminary issues that the deputy sheriff proceeded to evict the Anglican church, whereas the judge had set the case down for hearing, in which the argument was that they should not be evicted, and then proceeded to take action. That is the issue, that is the preliminary issue that is to be considered.
Samkange said none of Kunonga's faction members should have been evicted in the first place.
Our argument is that any eviction that took place after the matter has been set down is unlawful.
So are we going to see Kunonga returning to the...
That I don't want to preempt what the judge is. I have been condemned of court to sub judice. That is what the judge is going to determine. That is not for me, it's for the judge to determine that. That is the very point that the judge must determine.
But one of Gandia's attorneys, Advocate Tavani Mpofu, disagrees.
No, he's not entitled to do that. He's not entitled to get into the cathedral. That is my view on it. No. So I don't think we'll be seeing that happening.
In papers before the court, Kunonga argues that the Anglican saga should be treated in the same way with the government's indigenization program and the fast-track land reforms. But Gandia says Kunonga should not be entertained following his excommunication by the Church of the Province of Central Africa. In another High Court matter, the trial judge in the case of 29 MDCT activists accused of killing a police officer in Harare's Glenview High Density suburb last year today reserved his judgment indefinitely following a bail application made by 26 of the activists still remaining in remand prison. The 26 may spend Christmas behind bars if Judge Nembiri Bunu does not deliver his ruling on or before Friday this week, as the second and last High Court session ends on the same day. Although Bunu did not say when he would deliver his ruling, the judge said he may convene the court anytime to pronounce his decision. Three of the activists, including MDCT Youth Chairman Solomon Madzore, were granted bail by the trial judge after the court satisfied itself that the three were good candidates for bail pending the continuation of their trial. Prosecutor Edmond Nyazamba said the 26 activists were not suitable candidates for bail despite defense attorneys submitting that circumstances had changed since the time of arrest and issues that came out during the trial. Lead defense lawyer Beatrice Mutetkwa said there was no concrete evidence so far linking the accused persons to the commission of the offense, and the MDCT believes that charges against its members were brought for political reasons. Meanwhile, the MDCT alleges that three of its activists, Tichaona Gombingo, Christian Banda, and Masimba Madombwe, were abducted in Chegutu yesterday by well-known ZANU-PF members. The former opposition party says it now fears for the lives of its activists, adding that the abduction of the three, the assault of its members by soldiers in Jombe last week, and WOVET's leader Jablan Sbanda's threats of violence in Nyanga recently were a clear indication that elections expected to be held next year will not be free and fair. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.